Blog Talk Radio.
Women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. Today is a special edition of Plus Model Radio. Usually we're on Monday nights, but this was too hot a news to wait for Monday. So we had to get in first and break the story to you. So we have special guest Popra here. Popra, a name created to define a young woman who encompasses the vision, integrity, and passion of media icon Oprah Winfrey and the creativity, drive, and fortitude of Sheen Puffy Combs. As an experienced television personality, actress, recording artist, writer, and producer, she has many successes that have spanned the entertainment industry both locally and internationally. Before changing her name to Popra, she was known as Temptus, and she hosted her own television show and a recording artist on Warner Brothers, then BMG. She had top 20 hits throughout Europe and Asia. She also appeared briefly on ABC's reality show Fat March and most recently VH1's I Wanna Work for Diddy seasons 1 and 2. She is the CEO of her own TV, music, and film production company and has her own line of makeup called Image Cosmetics. And today she's going to share with us her latest endeavor with the big news about a new reality show from VH1. So let's welcome Popra to the show. How are you?
Hey, girl. Wow, that was quite the intro. Thank you.
Well, first, before we get into the big news that everybody's waiting for, I want to talk about some of your other projects you have going on, like Image Cosmetics. Now, tell us a little bit about your cosmetics line.
Well, I'm really excited about Image Cosmetics. I mean, you know, God works in mysterious ways. You know, sometimes we think we know our path, but he has other plans. So I never really planned to start a makeup line, but ironically, when I was privileged to be on the cover of Gemini Magazine, a plus, really nice plus-size publication, mm-hmm. and they were doing a 8-page spread on me, you know, I came across the makeup products through the makeup artist I was working with and ended up, you know, pursuing that and taking that to the other level because the products were just so awesome and the pigment and the quality were very much like, you know, MAC, which I was a MAC user at the time. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm all about affordability and so many people really don't want to spend, you know, those types of prices. So why don't I offer, you know, the public, number one, an option where they get the same kind of quality makeup but at 30% less, and at the same time I can use it as a platform to reach, you know, lots of women for different reasons. One, to reach young women, you know, and inspire them to be entrepreneurs themselves through our affiliate program, which allows them to also market the makeup through an affiliate code. Also for it to be a platform for me to inspire girls to really care and understand that, you know, how you dress, how you carry yourself, that is an image. And that is your brand.
Now, wait, stop right there. Tell me about that affiliate code, because that caught my attention.
Yeah, basically what we're doing is designing a program, because I love the platform that Avon and Mary Kay, you know, of course, had from their conception, where, you know, people can make their own money marketing their products. What I would say is different is, number one, you know, people kind of identify, you know, no shade, but people identify Mary Kay and Avon as products that's kind of like your auntie's products, you know, the more mature women's products. And so I thought, you know, why isn't there a platform for the younger generation and even my generation to market those products and to make money? You know, I'm kind of a little disillusioned by some of the entertainers who are out there who really have so much power and leverage in the game, you know, i.e. like somebody like Nicki Minaj, but I don't really see where they leverage that notoriety to empower their fan base, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They tell them, say, hey, you know, dress like this, think that you're, you know, a Barbie, wear, you know, this color song, you know, trick guys, be a gold digger, whatever those messages,
but not
you know, may be.
To people.
Nothing that's empowering them to say, girl, be independent, you know what I mean? Have your own money. Be self-sufficient. And so I really feel like Image Cosmetics is a platform where through us offering girls an affiliate code where they don't have to go and do demonstrations, they don't have to have parties, they don't have to buy our inventory. They just have a little code. So when they know that, you know, their girls are looking for new makeup or they, you know, want to encourage them to try the product, it's like, hey, use my code, girl. And when you do, you're going to get the hookup on the price. And at the same time, they know they got a check coming. And so it's a way for them to leverage their, you know, their social network. And so I'm excited about that. And then the other thing is, you know, I don't think that, you know, especially with all the videos and things like that and the images that we see out in entertainment, everybody has a leaked, you know, nude video or, you know, half nude pictures or everybody's taking pictures of themselves half naked in the bathroom. It's like the messages that we're sending out to, you know, the 25-year-olds down to the 5-year-olds is like everybody should be a hoe, you know. And I think that there's a way to be sexy and still keep it classy. So Image is really more than about makeup. The company is really the world of Image. We're starting the, you know, the base with just cosmetics, but we're continuing to expand our line into every product that a woman needs, a young woman needs, a mature woman needs, even a young girl needs to create her image, to define herself. You don't have to look like anybody else. You don't have to follow anybody else, but you can use these amazing, affordable, high-quality products to do you. And you can be sexy, but you can keep it classy.
And the makeup is for all shades of people, all colors and ethnicities.
All shades. You have all ethnicities. We recently did a model search. We had over 200 girls compete to be the face of the makeup line. And we had 12 beautiful girls that were chosen of all different nationalities, white, black, Asian, Spanish, Latina, you know, mixed. African-American, of course, who then, you know, won the model search after over 80,000 visits to the model search site and I think over 20-some thousand votes. And then they came out to L.A. a few months ago, and they did a photo shoot, and we shot a pilot for their own reality show called Image Girls that I'm shopping now. And the girls did a photo shoot and got the L.A. experience, did the whole red carpet thing with me at the Reality Bash award show, which also I received the Entrepreneur of the Year award, which I was really excited about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Reality's favorite entrepreneur. So Mark Long from MTV honored me with that, and the girls were there to see me receive it, which I felt was, you know, flattering but also inspiring to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the calendar, all those girls' photos actually ended up in our 2011 calendar, which is available at our website. And it's also, it's not just a calendar, it's actually a how-to makeup guide. Because I'm all about multitasking and multi-uses, you know. So forget just getting a calendar with some really pretty girls of different nationalities. For every month, it shows you how that look was achieved. So that way, you know, even if it's the middle of the year or the end of the year or next year, that 2011 calendar still has value if you purchase it. So those girls are now the Image Girls for 2011, and, you know, we're supporting them and real excited about, you know, where those girls are going. The winner, Brittany Martinez, was actually Miss Arizona last year. She's entering a new pageant this year. And I think Kim Thompson, which is Beyonce's drummer, is also an Image Girl, and now she's on the cover of a magazine. Giselle, one of our plus-size winners, beautiful girl, great talent singer. She's in the studio working on her album. So I'm just excited because we were able to get girls that not are just beautiful on the inside, but beautiful, I mean, not beautiful, just beautiful on the outside, but beautiful on the inside, and really represent our brand, which is, you know, Image, caring about your image and caring about what you represent and how you look, but also how you carry yourself.
So will you do a model search and calendar every year? Will this be an annual thing for your cosmetics line?
I think so. I think so because we have so many requests. Like, we sold out of the calendars as soon as they came out. I reordered now twice. you know, ordered more to be printed, and it seems like, you know, people are embracing the concept of it, and the girls who were part of it were really excited for the opportunity. And the other thing I should mention about Image Cosmetics is we're really in the news a lot right now because we had, number one, the privilege of working with you for Love Your Body Day,
yes.
And you and Whitney
Thompson.
Yeah, Whitney Thompson from America's Next Top Model. We're actually these beautiful plus-size women, but you guys were totally rocking nothing but Image Cosmetics, so you
were
in the
right.
buff. And that was, like, major news. It was all on all these, you know, major media outlets like E! And what have you, which was beautiful. You guys looked amazing. You represented us well, and we were glad to be a part of that. And then most recently, we were part of the makeover for Tiffany Pollard. Y'all know my girl, you know, New York, so I love New York. And New York goes to Hollywood, and New York goes to work. And she was revamping her image, and she decided to go natural. And, you know, being, you know, I'm all about supporting each other's endeavors. So she gave us the opportunity to do her makeup for that photo shoot where she wore her natural hair, which looks gorgeous, by the way. And I was, like, surprised because I was like, girl, mm-hmm. you wearing your own hair, which I know what it was going to look like. And she was like, oh, you don't know, Pooper. I'm straight. And I'm like, okay. But even for the photo shoot, I was there. And even though the makeup artist was going to do her makeup, I brought backup wigs because I was like, girl, I can't have you looking crazy. And I wasn't sure she was going to come out with the Easter, you know, the Easter curls or what was going to happen. But she wore her own hair, and her hair is gorgeous and thick and healthy, and it looked beautiful. So, of course, you know, we were able to do makeup that complemented her new natural look. And so, like, everybody is talking about her new look, and I was
glad
that she
went out. Yeah, I did see that story and pictures posted on a lot of blogs because she's a really big reality star, and a part
right.
of her, you know, success was her image, but she's totally changed it. And I think
it's
great. She
totally changed it. And, yeah, and she's very, people, like, she and I are friends now, and she's very different from how people perceive her. You know what I mean? She's just really, really a very spiritual, grounded, caring, generous person, you know, and I'm just glad, you know, that we've become friends. And people kind of, like, blogging, like, oh, they're surprised that me and her are tight. You know, me and her are tight. But it's just funny because, you know, what you necessarily see on TV is not necessarily who people are, you know, full circle or the whole person. And so, you know, when you get to have the opportunity to get to know people you see on reality TV, you may see that they're very different. Like, people think, are surprised I'm really nice and embrace just everybody, and I'm cool with all my fans, and I'm not, like, you know, acting funky and, you know, holier than thou, or I'm better than people, whatever. I'm just real. So I'm real on TV, but I'm just real if you meet me. And but she looked great, and, like, Perez Hilton picked it up, and she just texted me right before this interview saying that she just did an interview with Life and Style magazine, and she did a
wow.
you know, shout-out to Image Cosmetics. So this whole makeover thing with her, with us doing her makeup and her, of course, rocking her natural hair, has just really been a nice platform for her to relaunch some endeavors that she has going. So I'm just excited. The Image is growing. And then one more thing. On Saturday, we're doing the Grammy Gift Suite. So Image Cosmetics will be there. And, you know, we'll be doing complimentary makeup for all the celebrities that are coming through the Grammy Gift Suite, and we'll be giving them complimentary makeup. So,
now, the Grammy Gift Suite is not open to everybody listening. You have to be invited to that, right?
Right. Well, you know, publicists can submit their talent. They are trying to keep it, you know, exclusive because they got a lot of, like, major people confirming for it, like your Akons and Ray J's and, you know, Beckton and, you know, BET execs and MTV execs and just people from, you know, kind of the industry insider circles or whatever. So I can't say it's not open to the general public, but it is open to, you know, professionals in the industry. And if people want to submit their talent, they can submit to us at VIP@HollywoodSouthProductions.com. That event is being produced by the Cartel Company. It's not my event, but I'm very involved in it, and we're co-sponsors of it through, of course, Image Cosmetics, but also my celebrity shopping channel. So we help secure a lot of the media and the vendors and celebrities who are going to be attending.
Now tell me about this celebrity shopping channel.
Girl, okay, so before I did Image Cosmetics for the last 2 years, I just know that you guys know I'm a hustler, but I'm all about hustling things that have quality. I'm all about making money with integrity and just doing things the right way. But, you know, I noticed that there was really no platform for many celebrities, even, you know, on my level, who we have a fan base and we have products and things that, you know, we've created or are marketing and or endorsing, but not everybody has, you know, the Beyonce or the Didi or the Paris Hilton deal, you know, with amazing manufacturing, distribution, and marketing behind our products and the things that we agree to represent. So I thought, why not create a platform where all the celebrities have a outlet to market their products and or services directly to their fan base? Why not have a QVC and HSN, but just for celebrities? Because the industry has changed, you know what I'm saying? People trying to eat, you know, and a lot of people, you know, because the economy has been so bad, are in between movies and TV shows and reality shows and between projects, but there are other ways that they can leverage their celebrity, but maybe they don't understand marketing. And I feel like that's my gift. I'm a visionary, but I definitely understand marketing and promotion. So the Celebrity Shopping Channel is a new channel that I'll be launching around the spring, and we will
provide it hasn't started yet.
No. Actually, we started shooting promotional pieces. That's why we're very involved with a lot of the celebrity gift suites, so we can make relationships with celebrities who have products so that we can start booking them for the show, as well as the flip side of it is, because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur to the heart, you know, to the soul, and I've been an entrepreneur since I was 16 years old, and, you know, even when I was 7, 8, and I had my little desk in my bedroom, I was making deals and doing contracts with imaginary clients. So I also have the flip side of the Celebrity Shopping Channel is anybody who has a product and or service that they feel they would have so much more leverage in their marketing and promotion if they could attach a celebrity to it. The Celebrity Shopping Channel will be that liaison between celebrities who are looking for something that they may want to back or and or endorse. And the flip side, you know, of course, is for celebrities who have products that they want to market and or sell to have a platform to market it directly to their fan base. So it's a huge, amazing outlet for everybody to make money with their vision and their God-given gifts and whatever notoriety that they've been able to, you know, to get through their skill set and through their talents.
And so is that an online platform or actually on television?
Well, it would actually start online, and but ironically, you know, in the last 6 weeks or so, I'm really starting to get feedback from some people who want to take it to national TV. So, you know, I don't like to claim anything that's not, you know, set in stone. I know that, of course, easily we're going to be able to put it on the internet and to make it available through the web. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he's just been blessing me, opening these doors. So eventually I expect it to expand and develop into its own actual network, just like an HSN or a QVC, but it's still the Celebrity Shopping Channel. And I won't be the only host. You know, eventually it's going to expand where different celebrities who are known for different types of products will host those segments. You know, if you got a Paris Hilton and she's all about shoes, why not have Paris Hilton host the interviews for people who have, you know, fashion-related stuff? You know, if you got a celebrity who's into bikes and cars, why not have them host, you know, that segment? People who are into jewelry or into electronics and their brand is known to be kind of an expertise in that particular product line, those people will have an opportunity. So I'm just all about empowering as many people as I can. When I say I really aspire to be like Puffy and Oprah, I got the hustle part, I think, you know, like Diddy, and I'm really working on that and staying focused on that. But one thing I've been studying and really learning from being inspired by Oprah is that I think her success comes from giving. And I'm really trying to step up my game and learn that the more I give people what they want and give them opportunity, I'm going to be blessed anyway. And so, you know, I guess I'm just maturing in that way, that I'm more focused on how can I help position other people to be successful, because that's where my success is going to come from. And I think that that's my gift, to see, you know, where the potential is and then have that execution part that is important to make it actually come to fruition by following through.
That is so smart, because people that try and knock other people down, they never get ahead. So you definitely right about that, about helping others. So
and I get excited, girl, when I see people who are good at what they do. You know, I'm sitting outside Mink Hair Salon right now. Just got my new wig, and girl, like, the girl is amazing. She knows wigs, lace fronts, inside out. And I just get excited when I meet people who have mastered their craft and know what they're talking about and are good at what they do. So if I can create that platform for everybody who rocks at what they do to get their product in the marketplace, then I know I'm blessed. I know I'm gonna be good, and I can at least catch up a little bit. I got a long way to go to get to that Oprah money.
So you got a lot of things going on, as we've discussed a few of them. I'm pretty sure you got some other things going on too. But the thing that I know a lot of the listeners are interested in tonight is this new reality show. Now, tell us about this news. This is breaking news. It couldn't wait until Monday. We had to hit them today. Now, tell us what's up with this new show.
Girl, yeah, and I wanted to burst yesterday when I started tweeting and Facebooking, you know, that they gave me the green light to talk about it, because I've known about this, like, over the last, you know, 10, 11 months that I've been, like, since the last Diddy show. I'm just like, you know, and I'm just really, you know, it's true to, it's, like, so close to my heart, like, really repping for the big girls. As y'all know, you know, I didn't start out as a big girl. Of course, when my book comes out, Celebrity Encounters, an unsuperhead, people will understand, you know, where that transition came from me being fitting into fitness and choosing to gain weight and then getting comfortable with it and then accepting that, hey, that's who I am and maybe that's my niche and I'm okay with that and I embrace that. But now that I've lived this big girl life, you know, I would say 8+ years, I really identified with, like, the personality and the drive and the hustle and the fortitude and the conviction of plus-size women. I feel like, you know, how, like, if you were blind, you would have probably amazing hearing because you develop the skills to compensate for maybe what you lack, you know? And same thing, you know, if you were unable, you know, you couldn't walk, you know, if you were unable to walk and you were in a wheelchair, you know, many times those people tend to have really strong arms because they've had to use something else to compensate for, you know, where they lack. Mm-hmm. And so what I found, even like through our model searches and just through my business experiences, that I have the best business and personal relationships with other plus-size women. And I was just like, wow, what is that about? And I realized that maybe because society doesn't embrace us in the way that they should, many times we go places, and even though we're very obvious to the eye, we're still treated like we're invisible. You know, we don't fit the Hollywood box, which I always say on the red carpet, you know, I came to Hollywood to sit on the box. Hollywood box, crush it, and they like to rebuild it around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just like, I just realized that we got something. And that also, too, you know, just in terms of networking and relationships, like, you were one of the few people that when I came to L.A. was just embracing me. It was like, yeah, girl, I'll still contact with you. Oh, how can I help you? Oh, you can come on my radio show. Oh, I know somebody else that you can work with. And I was just like, wait a minute, this is different. When I
right.
work with big girls, it's different. I feel like that hateration, that cat factor, you know, of course we're human. I'm not saying we're all perfect, but I just see there's a level of substance. There's a level, just something different about our character and our persona that I haven't experienced with other people.
And it's a real community. It's the actual plus-size community.
Yeah, and it exists. And, you know, just the support that you can find. So what I, you know, when VH1 and I talked about, you know, oh, Popper, you know, you have a huge fan base and you did really great on the Diddy show. We brought you back, blah, 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 blah. You know, let's talk about, you know, what your ideas are for your own project, you know. And make a long story short, you know, I was able, through a lot of sweat, tears, and, you know, grinding and hustle, to finally get them to consider, like, wait a minute, that's a niche market that has not been tapped. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's a world that, you know, the general population is not aware of. They're not aware that, you know, there are BBW websites, you know, where there are men who really like big women, you know. They're not aware that, you know, our challenges in terms of finding clothes. They're not aware that so many of us, you know, are grinding and sticking together and working and supporting each other. They're not aware that there are clubs like Bounce where we can go and get our swerve on and feel and we fit in, and we feel comfortable and can just do us, you know. So basically this new show that they've decided to develop in, I'm very involved in several capacities, is a new show with an entire big girl cast. And I'm
you know how
so
many?
Excited.
You know how many people?
I think as they cast it, they're going to fine-tune that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How far they want to go, because I think there's, you know, still some choices that are being made in terms of the final format. But just the general principle and the concept is, yes, for all you fabulous, I get it in, you know, I'm ready to take over the world, I'm not scared, it's our turn mentality type big girls who've been out there doing your thing, whether you're in the entertainment industry, you're in the fashion industry, you got a 9-to-5, you're like Shanice and you've been an activist for us for years, whatever is your platform, or if you're just a homemaker, you know, a great wife, you know, a single lady who just out there grinding, doing your thing, a single mom, whatever is your platform, but you're a big girl, this is our moment. This is a time for us to allow people to recognize what that life is like and what we really bring to the table. And I'm very, very passionate and excited about that. And so I wanted to make sure that I stayed involved, you know, from the development part and would help them in any way that I could in helping them find girls to feature on this show who are like me and are like you who really want this opportunity and will represent for the big girls, you know.
Now,
fun,
you said
fabulous.
You're very involved in the show in various ways. Can you tell us some of the ways? Like, are you the star of the show? Is this show around you?
I plead the fifth on all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can't reveal everything, but I can just say that I am in a position to help them find the girls that, you know, that would be ideal to consider for a show like this. And they take my opinion and you know, my, I guess my input to heart. And they know that at least I have, you know, that access to that group of people and that I care about how we're represented. You know, it's not just like a group of people like, oh, well, you know, we think all fat girls are a joke. Like, I know, you know, I have friends who we're all pursuing acting and hosting and stuff like that. And when we get cast for stuff, you know, we're always the butt of the joke. You know, and I have a great sense of humor. I don't mind being, you know, the funny big girl. But why aren't we, you know, having lead roles in films? And of course, I admire and I have the utmost respect for the plus size women before me, you know, who have got it in and who've been successful, you know, Monique, Queen Latifah, Missy, Gabby, you know, but it still needs to be more of that. And I feel like this show is going to be that platform for us to make our mark in the world, not just in the entertainment industry, but just in the world, so that we are taken seriously. And the same way I have to give props to the gay community, where they supported each other, they stuck together, they empowered each other, they hired each other, they networked, they referred each other, and now they basically dominate and control a large aspect of not only the entertainment industry, but they're the movers and shakers in a lot of industries. I know that the big girls have the potential of having that type of leverage and power in everything that we do, whether it's politics or entertainment or, you know, in the spiritual world, just on every level, you know, in life. But there has to be those doors that become open, and this is this open door. And I'm just so blessed and so excited that I could be part of that, this groundbreaking situation where we'll finally have our own show. And it's not about, you know, us just being home and lonely and overeating and needing to lose weight and not being respected and being, you know, the outcast in whatever social arenas or professional arenas, because every big girl I know is trying to do something with her life. I don't know anybody who's just sitting around sucking their thumb and eating pizza. You know what I mean? Yeah, we like to eat, but I know we bring way more to the table than that. And it's time for the world to recognize and give us our respect and the opportunity to show what we are and who we are.
Now, let's define physically when you say you're looking for plus-size women for the show, because when you talk about plus-size modeling, they start at a size 8 for the professional models in the plus-size industry. So what size would you say would start plus-size for this
14.
Show?
14. Okay. Size 14. We're going to keep it real. We know that the quote-unquote industry considers somebody a size 8, 10, a big girl. But that's only in that modeling illusion. You know what I mean? Real talk, the average woman is a size 10, 12. You know what I'm saying? So you can't consider if this show is going to be authentic and organic to be like the big girls of size 8 and 10. You know, I'm not letting it go down like that. That's what I'm saying. I'm claiming myself as the queen of the BBWs. I'm here to protect our brand and our image, and we're going to keep it real. Big girls, 14, size 14 and up. And, you know, 22, size 24, get it in. You know what I'm saying? I want this to be authentic and really us, and we're not size 8 and 10, no matter what they put on magazines' covers. That's not the plus-size community.
Now, the plus-size community has been disappointed by reality shows featuring plus-size people in the past, because I've actually interviewed a couple of casting directors, and they came here and pumped it up, and then we saw the show, and it was doo-doo. It was like, wah, wah, wah. So for listeners right. listening, how can you assure them that they won't be portrayed in a negative light? And how would this show be different from other shows that have used, I mean, the concept is different, but, you know, how do we know that the editors or the executive producer won't do the same okey-doke like on other shows?
Well, of course, I mean, I don't own the network, and, you know, the buck doesn't stop with me. I would be lying and misrepresenting my involvement to say, like, oh, I got the last say-so.
Okay.
But what I can say is that I know from having the meetings, you know, with the executives that have supported this goal and this vision of mine, that that's not their intention. And that's not how they want to skew it, you know what I mean? Of course, it's going to be realistic, you know, so if the girls come on the show and act like fools, you know, they're going to show what's there. But in terms of intentionally trying to skew it in a direction with the intent of making us, you know, look crazy or making fools of us, that's not the intent, because I wouldn't support or be associated with something like that, and that's been very, very, I've made that very, very clear that I don't want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? That's why I was a little disillusioned when I saw that other show, More Than Love, you know,
right.
The show that Fox had where, you know, all the girls were dating first of all, most of the big girls I know, we don't even date big guys. No shade to the big guys, but, you know what I'm saying, just because you're a big girl don't mean you want a big guy. I personally don't date big guys, you know. First of all, I'm not trying to play extra to have a whole role on a plane. You know what I mean? think about it. You know what I'm saying? If I was dating a guy my size, they're going to make us buy a two-seat, three seats. It's a given.
I'm not going to dog off the big man. Look, I'll take whoever has a good job and some benefits.
Well, girl, you know everybody has their preference. You know, you like them tall, you like them short, you like them fat, you like them skinny. I'm just saying that it's not like it's not predetermined or our
right.
destiny that because you're a plus size woman, you're going to end up with a big guy. That's all
I
I'm
get
saying.
What you're saying.
We still got our choices. Most of the guys I've dated are buff. You know, I need somebody to be able to work that because I want to relax. So, but yeah, you know, it depends on, you know, what girls end up being cast. You know, each girl, of course, will decide her brand, just like I chose how I was going to portray myself on Diddy Show. You know, each girl that they cast is going to have her own brand of who she is and what she brings to the table. So, you know, we're not going to, it's not scripted, you know what I mean? It's going to be a reality show, so we're going to keep it real. But I'm just saying that in terms of the concept, that is not the intent. And I was very disappointed by More Than Love because I even auditioned for that show. Girl, I went undercover and told them my name was Hollywood, wore a blonde wig, and talked like, oh, my God, like, you know, I'm just, like, really looking for a man, you know, because I didn't want them to know it was pope work. Girl, I went undercover because I wanted to know what's all about to do with these big girls. And plus, if you like trampling in my lane because I got something under my sleeve. And they picked me for that show. And I knew I couldn't do it because I was still under contract with VH1. I knew I couldn't do it, but I wanted to see what was up. And I was disillusioned by, you know, finding out that they, number one, automatically had a plus size or a husky bachelor. Like, okay, to me that was contrived. And then when I actually saw the show, which I knew I wasn't going to be able to fake being interested in a big white boy because that wouldn't have been me. And then I even tried that. That don't work for me, girl. You know, I don't have no problem with race, but like I said, that's just not what I'm attracted to. I do like, you know, fit guys. But a lot of the girls in there were like all depressed and
right.
down, and you know, I'm lonely at night and I need a man, and
right.
all I do
and
is
we
eat.
Did not like that show at all.
Girl, me either. I was
so
not
some
feeling
people
that.
Were,
I felt disrespected.
So after that chance, some people might be scared to take a chance on this one.
Just know this, you know what I'm saying? It's just like if you went in the hood, but you knew that you had a cop with you, you would feel a little bit safer than going in by yourself. If you go out and you try to be casted on this show, Popra is in the mix, okay? So guaranteed, I can't prevent, you know what I mean, a media falling from the sky. But certainly, you should feel way more comfortable in being involved in this type of project knowing that the ambassador for the big girls is ride or die, and I am all up in this mix. I can't make it no more clear than that.
All right. You made it loud and clear.
Don't be scared.
So there was a casting that was going around previously, and they were looking for plus-size women in Los Angeles only. So now is the casting open up nationwide?
The casting is open up nationwide. I think originally they were, you know, skewing more to, like, trying to find people local because, you know, I think they plan to shoot in this area. But I know that they're just looking for the right girls. You know what I mean? Wherever the right girls come from, they're looking for the right girls. And, of course, you know, if we do an amazing show, you know, like the other successful reality programs, your Jersey Shores, your Housewives series, you know, it can go on and on and on and on and on like we like it. So, you know, it's about everybody out there who's listening. Even if you're not a big girl, you're not plus size yourself, everybody knows a big girl. If you love them or care about them at all, make sure that they send in to be cast for this show. Because somebody's going to get an amazing opportunity to help represent us, every aspect of us, and every proportion of us, and every dimension of us, on the outside and on the inside. So, you know, and it's so important, even if you don't get cast, that you support the show, you watch the show, you blog, you tweet, you Facebook about the show, because the only way that this is going to last and this mark is going to be made in the whole game is if we let them know that we're here, we count, we represent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of freaking consumer income. You know what I mean? We mm-hmm. have leverage, we have power, and we choose what we want to support. And if we all rep for this show, it's not going to be the first one. You know what I mean? Of course, when I'm in a more powerful position, I don't see any reason that we shouldn't be the lead role in the movies. Why can't we be the love interest? You know,
right.
Why can't we be, you know, the executive or be the judge or be, just the key role in TV shows, mm-hmm. TV series, sitcoms, and everything. You know, why does it have to be always from a funny platform? Why are we a freaking
right.
joke? So
right.
all I'm saying is, you guys, this is groundbreaking. It's an amazing platform for us. It will open doors up. It actually can affect the America as well as the international population's perception of who we really are. And if you want more doors open to us, because, like, reality shows have affected not just the entertainment industry, it's affected pop culture across the board by,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on what we wear, what we buy, where we shop, what the, you know, the corporations do, who they target in their marketing, what money they put into different demographics. You know what I mean? It's deeper than just a TV show. You know, it's that door, like, you know, what is it? What's the show for the gay guys that was really popular?
Queer Eye.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? That opened up a lot of doors for the gay community. You know what I mean? I don't think Logo would exist without shows like that and with people taking on roles, you know, where their community was represented in some format. And, of course, it ain't going to always be ideal, but we got to start somewhere. You know, how did black people, you know, African-American community become such a force to be reckoned with in all facets of life? Because somebody actually started out looking like the pimps and the hookers and took the mammy roles until they got in more and more positions to be successful enough and popular enough and have enough leverage to say, well, let's do something differently. You know, let's change this role into why can't I be the intelligent, articulate person having, you know, an intelligent dialogue about something related to business or family, you know? So it has to start somewhere. And I'm just saying, if we don't support, I don't know, like, you guys, I've had meetings with major networks. I've been getting it in. I've sat with VIPs of all kind of networks. I ain't even going to name names, but you would be surprised in how many doors were closed saying, nobody cares about big girls. Oh, don't nobody want to see y'all on TV. Oh, nobody cares if big girls got love or nobody. No, who wants to date a big girl? You know what I'm saying? We've been ignored. Even though, how many millions and millions of dollars do we spend on cars and homes, and how many jobs do we represent, and how many, you know what I mean, moves have we made? But we don't exist. And I'm just saying, it has to start somewhere. So I'm hoping that everybody, on whatever level you can, whether or not you can help encourage somebody to go audition, you can encourage somebody to just watch it, you can encourage a media outlet that you know to make sure they write about it, they blog about it. We have power collectively that only that is up to us to use. And if we waste it, don't be surprised when 10 years from now we're still the fat girls that don't exist.
Now, I know you're going around helping with the casting calls, and you're going to do some in-person casting calls. Have any of those dates been set?
I know that the casting company wants to, of course, you know, screen people as they're being cast. So I did set up an email address that everybody can send. You know, you just want to send, like, maybe a little paragraph about who you are. It don't have to be no long, drawn-out soft story and dissertation or nothing. You know, just a little bit about yourself, but most importantly, a photo, and it doesn't have to be professional, and your contact information. And the email address is casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, at Hollywood South. Productions with an S.com, casting at HollywoodSouthProductions.com. Hollywood South is my company, and I will make sure, I promise you, because I talk to the casting people on a regular basis now because they're ready to move, you know, to go in on this project, and I promise you that they will receive everybody's submission, because I want this show to be successful. And I'm all about, you know, the success of this show and being part of something that's going to be so powerful for us is not all about me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem being in an executive role, but in the front of the camera, behind the camera. My thing is just being part of something that I think is so important and that, you know, puts me on the map too, is being part of something this important.
And to that email address, for those listening that want to submit, you want, again, a paragraph about yourself and what, maybe a picture?
Yeah, just a brief paragraph. I mean, even if just a few sentences, you know, about who you are, like what you do. You know, it's good to, you know, it doesn't have to be formal. Don't think resume like you're applying for a job. You know, you want to send something that shows your personality, you know. So don't worry about formalities and, you know, whether or not, you know, you use the perfect business letter format. It's not about that, you know. A couple little, you know, three or four sentences maybe just about who you are, what you do, you know, why you want to be on the show. I think that's important to say why you want to be on a show like this and maybe what you bring to the table, you know, as briefly as you can, because, of course, they're not going to read, you know, essays. Mm-hmm. And just a photo, you know, so
yeah,
they can see who you are, and make sure you include your contact information.
Contact information.
That means your email address and your phone number and your age.
Because
you live.
Now, let's talk about age, because it's not open to all ages.
Right. They said that they want people that are 18 and up. And in terms of the up part, you need to look around 35, like mid-30s. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're 40-something, but you know everybody's like, girl, you look 28, 29, you look 32, y'all should apply too, because y'all know I'm over 35, so let's keep it real.
Okay. And so, what else do you have going on besides this? I think I covered everything, but just in case.
That's really a major, major priority right now. Of course, you know, my celebrity shopping channel is something that is really, really a priority. Taking Image Cosmetics to the next level. I want to give Mac, you know, a reason to, like, look over their shoulder and go, wait a minute, who is that? You know, and I have to say, for people who are like, oh, she crazy, you know, ain't no way she going to, you know, put a dent in Mac's, you know, saturation in the market, whatever. All I'll say to those people is, Kmart slept on Walmart, and where do you shop? and how many Kmarts are even left. So I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but I think I'm going to be able to offer makeup artists some support and some recognition that they don't get, you know, by empowering them in different ways, by us offering booking services for them, giving them better rates, honoring them, featuring them in ways that they're not being supported by other cosmetic companies. And like I said, you know, using that viral approach with the affiliate codes by helping all these, you know, girls out there from ages 12 to, I don't know, 75, however old you want to be, and you still want to make money, to be able to make money with us through having an affiliate code. Our website is www.theworldofimage.com, theworldofimage.com, and you can click on the affiliate drop-down menu or whatever to submit your information if you would like to get involved in that. If you're a makeup professional, there's a link for makeup professionals that want to get certified by us. So my focus, you know, I'm staying really, really focused. Image Cosmetics is my own product that will be marketed and supported through Celebrity Shopping Channel, and just like any other celebrity who can be featured on the Celebrity Shopping Channel. So people don't think I'm all over the place. Everything I do is relative. I just wanted to have my own brand when I push all the other celebrity brands at the same time. So I did it in order, get my brand together so when I launch this and promote everybody, I can be included. And then, of course, the other major project is really this this Big Girl TV show, you know. Jack of all trades, master of none. So I'm really, you know, learning to be more focused. And I'm sure at some point, you know, during the launch of this show, I will definitely release my book, Celebrity Encounters the Unsuperhead, because that tells my story of how I became a big girl. And so that's relative as well.
And what about music? For a brief time, I heard you were back in the studio.
Yeah, I have been recording a little bit. I've been accepting songs and listening to stuff for different production. And the way that came about is, you know, in kind of editing this book and, you know, trying to purge myself of how I got to this place, it took me back through, you know, my music catalog. And then I also got a little disillusioned by what I'm seeing in the charts. It's ironic that this is Grammy week, you know, and I haven't, of course, seen the whole list of nominees, but, you know, I just know the music game has changed, and I think it's sad that, you know, a lot of the music lacks substance, and a lot of the people who are on the top of the charts lack talent. You know, it's just a gimmick, and it's funny to me that they – but not funny, ha, 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 funny, like ironic, that these are the people who are dominating the industry, you know, and I would love for real music to come back. And I don't claim to be Beyonce vocally, you know, but I can sing, and I don't claim to be Tupac, you know, on the rap tip, but I know that I express myself well over a beat when I got something to say. So, yeah, you know, I see that as being a package that I will have songs relevant to my story in my book accompanied by its own soundtrack. So, yeah, I am going back in the studio, and Big Girl going to bring it. I think you're never too young to continue to pursue your dream. And then after my girl Kim Zoljak went so high in the charts with that Tardy for the Party, I was like, okay, it's a wrap. I got to get back in the studio. Love Kim, but, you know, I know that that's it's just proof that, you know, if you got a passion at any age, you can still make it. And, you know, it's just about time and opportunity, and she seized the moment, and I'm definitely going to seize mine.
Well, thank you for breaking the news on my show, because you had many outlets you could have talked to first. So I appreciate you coming to Plus Model Radio to break the news. And, you know, I definitely support you and all that you do, and I definitely will be tweeting and Facebooking and blogging about the show.
Yes, thank you, y'all. And make sure, girls, y'all audition. Send your information to casting. Everybody got a cousin, an auntie, a best friend, you know, a hairdresser, a grocery store clerk. Everybody knows somebody that's a size 14 and up who might want to really take advantage of this opportunity. Send your picture, your contact information, your age, and just a little bit about yourself to casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, at Hollywood South, like Northwest, East West, you know, North, South, East West, Hollywood South Productions, that's plural, .com, casting at HollywoodSouthProductions.com. And if you don't do it, don't say that the big girl never tried to reach out and show nobody love, because ta-da, here it is.
So here it is. You heard it here first. Everybody submits, and we anxiously await the premiere of the show.
Thank you. Spread the word.
Continued success on everything that you're doing, and we're going to have to do something together soon.
Yes,
because
girl,
we won't be hustling.
Yes, we always will. And thank you so much, Shanice, for this platform and opportunity to do this. You know, I love you, and I definitely support you and appreciate what you've done for the plus-size community, because I know you don't do it just for money. You do it because this is something you believe in and are passionate about, and you've inspired me as well. So, girl, let's get it in, and big girls represent, because we need love too.
All right. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, Big Girls Club. Holla.
And thank you to Popra for being a fabulous guest this evening. Tune in next week, Monday, at our regular schedule, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. If you're interested in advertising or being on the show as a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.